This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Captain's America, Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight, broadcasting from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, home of the world champion Tampa Bay Bucks. And baseball season is just about ready to start, end of the week here. Now, we're also broadcasting to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. And a special shout out goes out, as always, to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's working on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along. We also would like to have you follow us on Facebook by going to the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're also on Gab. We're on Parler as The Captain's America. We're on Twitter as at Captain's America. And you can check out our website, too, the Captain's America, thirdwatch.com. But joining us right now for hour number two, we have none other than the professor of politics himself, Kyle Warren. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Are you ready to say the pledge for the second time?
Of course.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words under God because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, we're going to start out talking about the border because we kind of left things hanging towards the tail end there with former President Donald Trump saying that he was going to be taking a trip to the southern border. Now, the reason for that is because of what we heard from Senator Lindsey Graham, who talks to former President Trump almost every day. I don't know if you knew that or not.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Lindsey Graham said there is obviously a crisis on the border. No matter what word the Biden administration wants to use, thousands of illegal immigrants are crossing the border every day due to the failed Democratic immigration policies. Please join me in demanding that Joe Biden reverse his failed immigration policies and go back to what Donald Trump was doing that worked successfully along the border. Now, from ending the construction of the border wall to ending the Remain in Mexico policy for asylum seekers, President Biden has overturned numerous successful immigration policies that the Trump administration worked on, and they all worked.
Well, exactly right. And I think the polling data is really showing that the American people, as you mentioned last hour, Captain, the American people, they see this as a major crisis.
National
security issue.
Yep.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So President Trump, former President Trump, if he were to go to the border, I think it would be very interesting because, you know, Captain, the Border Patrol people, they are not allowed, from what we understand, to speak to the media. They need to funnel everything through the White House, you know, approved mouthpieces, I would expect. But can you imagine the kinds of things that they not only have been telling the senators, but what they might tell President Trump? And President Trump has the ability to spotlight these issues perhaps in a way that nobody else in America can at this point, including Senator Graham and Senator Cruz, of course. But this would be a very it's a lightning rod, and the Democrat Party elite want nothing of it.
Congressman Henry Cuellar, whose district is right there along the border, who was told not to release the videos that he took of the inside facilities where the children and whatnot were being held, he not only took pictures, but he released them yesterday.
Yes.
And that infuriated another bunch of people when they could see how crammed and how crowded they were inside these detention facilities. Call them what you will, but I call them internment camps.
Yes, the conditions we're witnessing, Captain, and what little has come out with these pictures and so forth has got to beg the question. This has got to be just the tip of the iceberg, basically. And it is absolutely stunning that the Biden administration and President Biden himself stood there, presumably with a straight face, and told the reporters last Thursday, well, you can't go down there and look at anything until I implement my plan. What the heck was that all about? I mean, that just seems to be the worst kind of response, number one, and just bad leadership, number two. And number three, of course, and this is really the most important part of this, is that the people are literally suffering in these conditions. You can tell.
Their plan is very simple. It is to overload the system so it can no longer function. And then they have to go to Plan B, which is whatever the Democrats want to install.
That would seem to be the case, exactly. Because once we sort of try to figure out any other of these motivations, this is the one that sticks. And it's so unfortunate, Captain. You know, they didn't study the border. They didn't drive anything with facts. They just came in and did this. They knew exactly what they were going to do once they won the election. Oh, this is, well, we're going to go and this is how we're going to handle this, because they only believe that it benefits them. But it doesn't benefit our country. And quite frankly, it doesn't benefit really the people that are coming into this country. They don't want them to suddenly be successful and succeed and adopt the American dream and all this kind of stuff, although many want to. There's no doubt about that. But they want to keep people in the perpetual state of just voting for Democrats. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to use the word that President Biden used. I'm going to say it's sick, because that's exactly the kind of thing. It's your power thing.
Yep. Well, here comes the music. We know he's sick. We know he's suffering from something, whether it's the early signs of advanced dementia, or not early signs, but that, or who the heck knows, could be anything at this point. And somebody said, well, he's just getting old. It's just from being old. Yeah, sure it is. All right, we'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
Well, it's the Captain, Captain's America Third Watch, but Ron gets it right after a while. Alrighty, this portion of the program is brought to you by our friends at Auto Glass America. Remember, in the times that we're currently living in, somebody needs to give you a break. Well, with Florida Comprehensive Insurance, Auto Glass America will give you a guaranteed $100 put right in the palm of your hand when you tell them me, moi, the Captain Matt Bruce, sent you. Now, here's what you do. They'll handle the insurance claim. They'll come to your home or office to do the job. You get a lifetime warranty, brand new windshield, $100 dumped right in the palm of your hand at the time when they finish service after you tell them that I sent you. Now, Tampa, Sarasota, Orlando, Fort Myers, Lakeland, and other surrounding areas, they are ready to take care of that windshield replacement today. So just give them a call at 813-96-GLASS, 813-96-GLASS. Tell them the captain sent you and get that $100 dropped in the palm of your hand today. And, Kyle, what do they always say?
Auto Glass America.
Sounds familiar. Sounds familiar. By the way, folks, I am going to be on the, let's see here, let me pull this out. On the 13th of April, for those of you down there in Bradenton, I'm going to be the Master of Ceremonies at the 13th birthday party of the Tea Party Manatee Group. Now, this is one of the oldest and largest tea parties in the state of Florida, and for that matter, in the country. And they're still active, and they still meet every Tuesday at Tea Party. At Mixon's Fruit Farm in the Tangerine Room. Now, we're going to be out back in the outdoor pavilion that's out there in the grove trees and all that stuff. Got a canopy up over the top, so if it rains, it doesn't bother you. They're going to have food and beverage and whatnot. There'll be a nominal donation fee for that. But there is no price to get in. You can come and listen to the speakers. And by the way, we got some really good ones. I'm going to be the Master of Ceremonies, and I'll have a little something to say. I always do. But Sam Sorbo, the very talented Sam Sorbo, who is the wife
of actor Kevin Sorbo. Remember him from Hercules? She's going to be there for the event. And she is going to be talking about her experience with all of this stuff that's going on. And she's also a talk radio host out there in California. Now, I hope to see you there. It all starts at 6 p.m. on the 13th of April at Mixon's Fruit Farm. So there you go, back out back in the pavilion. Now, Kyle, where were we when we left off? We were talking about Let's talk about Cuomo before we get to the San Francisco thing. You ready?
Absolutely.
Governor Cuomo and Governor Cuomo's aides, this has got to make it rough for them, have received subpoenas in the sexual harassment investigation. The investigators want to talk to them.
Well, that's...
All of them.
That's exactly right. That's right. And, of course, you know, this is has not been in the news as much, but this is why this story is so significant, because there seemed to be a flurry for a time, and the governor, I think, has adopted this literally as this idea of the wait it out and see if it kind of all kind of dies down. But this story shows, Captain, that it is not at all dying down, and that they are definitely going to be talking to these different governor's aides. Absolutely.
The judges that would hear this case, or any judge in general, has probably been appointed to the position by Cuomo, if not elected on the Cuomo ticket. I don't know. I'm hearing all kinds of things. We'll have to see what happens there. The state attorney general, though, Letitia James, does not like Cuomo. Matter of fact, she wants to run against him. Now, San Francisco, and this is a humdinger, San Francisco plans to pay, quote, certain residents a guaranteed income of $1,000 per month. Who the hell are these people?
Well, what we understand, Captain, is that, and this is again from San Francisco, 130 local artists, they're planning to pay them $1,000 a month starting in May through the fall as a part of a pilot program that they have. This is quite interesting. So evidently these are artists, you know, in particular, they're artists. According to the Mayor London Breed, she's saying that artists, quote, make San Francisco special and bring so much life and energy to our city, unquote. That's very interesting.
If she says so.
But San Francisco has just uber problems with, number one, with all these different issues we've been seeing because of the pandemic, but also people leaving the city as well. And so I don't know what this is really intended to do, if it's, going to really have the effect on the local economy that they seem to think it might, but we will see. But I wouldn't hold my breath on it.
All righty, Chris Wallace yesterday on Fox News had the one and only Jen Psaki, not to be confused with the drink Jen Psaki, and he slammed her for not allowing the press at the southern border. Meanwhile, Joe Biden, in another effort to push another COVID bill, the infrastructure bill topping, we believe, $3 trillion, will be announcing it on Wednesday this week in Philadelphia, is my understanding.
Well, that's right. And how are they going to pay for this again? Well, they're going to
raise everybody's taxes and the gas tax.
And the gas tax. And then, of course, Captain Chris Wallace, as you just mentioned, he actually says this to Jen Psaki. He says, at this point, in terms of allowing access to Border Patrol facilities for reporters, you, meaning the Biden administration, are being less transparent than the Trump administration. That had to sting, one might think, being compared in such a way to the Trump administration, at least as far as Jen Psaki and the White House crew goes. But
the truth.
Exactly. And again, this is the perception out there. And for some reason, Captain, under quote unquote normal political circumstances, they might feel like, hey, maybe we got to reverse some of these policies here. We got to do something to damage control the perception that's going on. But they just keep going down this road. And the reporters can't get in? No big deal. we'll just keep doing what we're doing. That just doesn't make any sense unless, as you're talking about, they're trying to achieve some other goal by overwhelming the system, basically.
Now, Senator Lindsey Graham was quite talkative yesterday on television because he eviscerated Joe Biden for playing the race card on the Georgia election law that we talked about last week.
Yes, exactly. The idea of amending the election law or tightening it up is making it more difficult for fraud. It's not about restricting voters from going to vote. And so the reason why the Democrats are yelling so loudly is the Democrat Party elite. I don't mean the rank and file or people who are Democrat voters per se. I'm talking about those in power, and they don't want anything that stops them from being to have those kinds of opportunities.
Yeah, and the other thing is Senator Pat Toomey from Pennsylvania on Sunday decried the Democrats' false narrative on voter ID. Well, it's going to stop the people from voting, and it's not fair, and it's just that. Every other country in the world requires voter ID. By the way, you can't get on an airplane. You can't get on a train. You can't get on a tour bus. None of that stuff without having the right ID.
Well, that's right. I mean, and now they're talking about, for goodness sake, as we mentioned in the previous hour, the idea of having a vaccination card identification, basically. You'll have to take everywhere you go. But
yep.
For some reason, we don't have to verify that the person, quote, you know, the old adage, pulling the lever on the voting machine,
yep.
Is not the actual person who's supposed to be able to pull the lever?
Yep.
Really? That's what it's about, I guess.
And this will probably take us up to break. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis has already taken on big tech and foreign influencers, and now he's ready to add the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, threatening a lawsuit if the Biden administration does not permit cruise ships to start operating by this summer. We don't have the problems down here, and the cruise ship industry is very much aware of what they need to do to get things started again. Thousands of people work in the cruise ship industry. Thousands of people.
Oh, absolutely. And if you see the pictures of all the cruise ships lined up, you know, in cruise ship row, basically, they can't go anywhere. There's a no-sail order, like you're talking about here. And so that's right, Captain. Part of this is getting things going. If it can be done safely, which I think the cruise ships or cruise companies, rather, are willing to literally do whatever it takes to make sure that they can sail and do it safely.
Yeah, it's absolutely true. And they are definitely looking to get things fired up and getting things ready to go again. All right, well, we're coming up on a break. Here comes the music slowly up in my ear. And when we come back, we're going to talk about the suicide bombing attack yesterday in Indonesia, a majority Muslim nation on Palm Sunday. Wow, wow, and wow. Don't go anywhere, folks. We're coming back with more.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
A suspect is in custody after firing at rangers in Everglades National Park in Florida. An active shooter was reported Sunday evening in the Flamingo area. In a tweet, the park says that the suspect, a 33-year-old man, fired at park rangers unprovoked. About 20 minutes later, they reported the suspect had been apprehended. The main park road in the area remains closed to the public. No injuries have been reported. And the CDC has rejected a request from the cruise ship industry to allow it to resume using American ports in July. Instead, the CDC says its original framework for letting cruises resume will stay in place, which won't allow ships to sail again until November. The Cruise Lines International Association had asked the CDC to lift the framework, saying it was outdated and didn't take into account the mitigation efforts cruise lines have been taking in other parts of the world. This is USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com. .com and get your money this week. It's that.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Alrighty, and I'd like to welcome aboard our friends at the Everglades Equipment Group. Now, this portion of the program, partially brought to you by the Everglades Equipment Group here in Florida. Numerous locations within the sound of my voice all over the state. Reliable equipment, fair prices, and extraordinary service. Check them out. Everglades Equipment Company. And here's the stem cell folks.
Hi, folks. It's the Captain here. I want you to check out the stem cell activation patch that will do wonders. Give them a call, 727-776-4552. Better, safe, more energy, improved skin, and increased health with a money-back guarantee. You have nothing to lose and everything to gain. Call 727-776-4552 for the stem cell activation patch that will do wonders and tell them the Captain sent you. That's 727-776-4552.
Now, you know, over the weekend we had the family group fun fair, if you will, with the big pro entertainment truck up there at Moss Nissan. I was on my feet. It was 90 degrees, but we had shade, so it wasn't 90 where we were. We had a nice breeze, too, I might add. Lots of food, lots of people showed up, and we thank everybody for doing that. But the fact of the matter is that usually when I do something like that, if my foot and my ankle don't swell up on me, my back is killing me, or both happens, whatever the case might happen to be. Well, guess what? Back didn't bother me. Foot didn't bother me. Ankle didn't bother me. Leg didn't bother me. And I can honestly say that I did have the stem cell patch on my back where I thought I was going to have trouble, but go along with the relief factor that I'd taken about 4 hours earlier when I got up, because I take it twice a day, once in the morning and then once at night around midnight. But it works. So if you want to find out more, give them a call at 727-776-4552. That's 727-776-4552. And make sure you tell them the captain sent you. And good morning to you there, Mr. Flip. Flip's chiming in. And let's bring Kyle back in here. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, of all places, because I wouldn't have expected this in Indonesia, but I would have thought somewhere in the Middle East they might have done something like this, but I didn't hear about any of that over there. But we had suicide bombers, apparently two of them, that launched an attack at some church services going on, Christian church services on Palm Sunday in Indonesia. Now, Indonesia happens to be a Muslim-majority nation, and I know they injured a bunch of people. I'm not sure they killed anybody, but it's bad enough that the attack happened.
Well, absolutely, Captain. What we know at this hour is that at least 14 people were injured when two attackers blew themselves up outside of the Sacred Heart of Jesus Cathedral. That's a Roman Catholic cathedral in Makassar, Indonesia, if I'm pronouncing that correctly. And so, again, this happened while the church service was ongoing for Palm Sunday Mass. So the church was crowded, of course, at that time. And, again, we don't have any reports of death other than, obviously, the two suicide bombers. But 14 people, we understand, were injured.
Wow. Now, in going with a story that we mentioned earlier, an update on the supply ship, the stuck ship that's blocking the Suez Canal. Obviously, the shock-weary global economy right now is hurting. All these ships are sitting there. Various goods and services that need to be delivered aren't getting where they're supposed to be on time, and certainly they're going to be late. We don't know how late they're going to be. But the good news we got, and we don't know much more than what we're being told and seeing, the bow of the ship was managed to be partially floated again upright to get it out of the mess it was in, but the ship still hasn't been moved out of where it's at, which tells me it's still obviously stuck.
Yes, exactly right. And keep in mind, this ship is some 430 yards long. That's 400 meters. So it's longer than four football fields, basically. And this is still blocking the canal. We understand, of course, Captain, that obviously you've got hundreds of vessels, almost 400 vessels, waiting to go through that canal, and they include bulk carriers, oil tankers, liquefied natural gas tankers, and LPG, liquefied petroleum gas vessels as well. So the shock to the global economy would certainly be felt if this continues on literally any longer.
Well, you know how they could have moved it quicker?
How's that?
Two good old boys from Georgia with them jacked up 4x4 pickup trucks. Take one, put it on the front end of the ship, up on the bow, one on the stern, one go one way, one go the other way, and just pull that sucker right out of there.
That's right. Well, you know, see, but that's the thing. What they need is ingenuity on this. And it's
I saw a cartoon of that effect. I thought it was pretty good.
Oh, yeah. But, yes, this is definitely something that, and I don't really know if you've heard tell of this kind of a blockage on the Suez Canal
ever
happening.
Yeah. Never.
Yeah, so that's why it's so
never.
Very strange.
How do you get a ship sideways in the canal unless you've turned it that way?
Right, exactly. Typically, if a big ship like that loses power, then it can kind of be at the mercy of
wind. And I don't want to hear about, well, the wind blew it that way. No, it didn't.
Right.
No, it didn't.
Yeah, because we don't hear anything that they lost power, they couldn't steer.
And there was no windstorm.
Exactly. Exactly right.
All right, well, let's talk about the Houthis, because the gift that keeps on going through Iran is still in the news for all the wrong reasons. Now, the Houthi rebels have attacked Saudi military bases late last week into early Saturday and key oil holding and distribution facilities, firing a salvo of missiles, marking a major wrap-up in the violence. How's that working out for Joe Biden?
No kidding. Well, this is a real serious thing because as the Biden-Harris administration believes that they're going to somehow create some kind of a wonderful state of being as a result of getting the Iran nuclear deal started again, they should take a pretty close look at exactly what Iran is up to. And they are helping the Houthis. They are helping them attack Saudi Arabia. And they are continuing to destabilize the region. Now, this is in high contrast, Captain, to how the Trump administration was handling Iran, which I think was winning the support of so many in the Middle East because they were isolating Iran. Iran wasn't able to do exactly what it wanted to do. Now they seem to be in a position where they believe they can do that.
Well, the Saudi Defense Ministry and the Saudi Energy Ministry said that the missile attack on Jizan hit an oil distribution facility and set fire to one of the terminal's tanks, but did not cause any casualties. Now, the Saudis have built a new port facility and oil refinery in Jizan, which is located on the Red Sea about 600 miles from the capital of Riyadh. The Saudis also vowed to respond to these latest attacks.
Exactly. And so, again, what this does, it will continue to degenerate this situation and make it deteriorate. Captain, I hate to say it, it looks like President Biden and the Biden administration can't handle the issue on the border, self-inflicted or not. So how are they going to handle the situation with an emboldened Iran? That's a very good question.
Well, they're not, because listen to this. Yemen is not only split between the Iranian-backed Houthis and the internationally recognized government backed by the Saudis. Rather, several other armed factions, these warlords, are alive and well there with their own political agendas, control different parts of the country. This further adds to the misery of the people. And the U.S. decision to end support for the Saudis and remove the terrorist designation of the Houthis was supposed to clear the path for humanitarian aid to flow to the country. Now, this didn't take any consideration of any of the other factions and warlords reigning over large sections of the country. But Washington doesn't and won't be recognizing them, so aid distribution is going to suffer. And some of the aid they drop off there winds up being stolen, goes onto the black market to these people that we're talking about.
Well, exactly right. So, again, we seem to not have a well-thought-out plan from the Biden administration. They just couldn't wait, evidently, to withdraw that terrorist designation from the Houthi rebels.
Well, in that particular case, they did not know what they were doing.
Right. Yep. Exactly.
Did not know what they were doing in that particular case. Unlike what I told you on the border, they knew exactly what they were doing on the border.
Right. No kidding.
Yep.
No kidding.
Now, I've saved the best for last here. The NFL is going to move to a 17-game schedule with only one bye week in 2021. Stadiums will have more people in them, obviously. Some stadiums more than others in various states. But here's the deal. More money. More money. That's what they're doing it for. All right. I'll be right back. Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. We're going to do another Trucker's Highway and Byway report. Don't go anywhere. We'll tell you all about the weather across the country for the truckers. I'll be back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast?
We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, buddy, and we want to thank Donna Fiducia up there in Carrollton, Georgia, for doing that for us. Thank you very much. And we also appreciate the fact that so many of you are listening all around the country and chiming in about some of the conditions in your area, especially the folks up there in Georgia and North Carolina up around Asheville, letting me know that the rivers up there are all over their banks and things are not pretty once you get off the interstate highway. And I get that because that river runs right down along the gorge right down by I-40 there. So I understand that. But this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at the Pilot and Flying J. Stop on by and get that free cup of coffee. All you got to do is go in there and tell them you were listening to the captain. The captain told you to come on in there and get a free cup of coffee. By the way, join the Drivers Club and get points for buying fuel at the pumps, for the food that you buy inside, and the trucker store, too. Okay, here we go.
There's a for sale sign on a big old rusty tractor. You can't miss it. It's the first thing that you see. Just up the road, a pale blue water tower. I love Jenny, painted in bright green. Hey, that's my Uncle Bill there by the courthouse. He'll be lower at the flag when the sun goes down. And this is my town. Yeah, this is my town.
is my town, Montgomery Gentry, and I'll tell you what, Kyle, that gets it going.
Yeah, that's really something.
That is America. That is small town America. And I grew up in a small town, small farmer community in upstate New York, and that reminds me of just being around the house. So there you go, back in the day.
Very cool. Yeah.
All righty. Well, here we go. High winds in the west, critical fire weather risks in the plains. A frontal system moving across the west will bring widespread strong winds from the Pacific Northwest into the northern plains, and a critical fire weather threat is expected from the high plains into the southern plains with heavy mountain snow, also possible at the Pacific Northwest and Intermountain West mountain level. We've got a winter storm warning coming out of Seattle going east up on I-90. Heavy snow chain law in effect up there. We found out last hour. Kyle will update us on anything else. Go ahead.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you're exactly right. Snoqualmie Pass along I-90 near Seattle, of course, they are looking at snowing. The report is snowing hard with strong winds. Change required on all vehicles. This is westbound and eastbound, unless you have all-wheel drive. But be very, very careful. Temperature right there now reading at 28 degrees. So it's definitely going to be something you'll have to contend with if you come across I-90. In that area. Also, we have high wind warnings all over the map tonight, Captain. We've got high wind warnings in the southern part of central Washington and the northern part of Oregon, also in the southern part of Oregon as well. High wind warnings. We've got high wind warnings all over Idaho tonight, as well as all over Montana. The entire state, exactly, bathed in a high wind warning. Also, most of Wyoming, with the same story there, goes all the way down through Denver, all the way down through, Colorado, into New Mexico, where we start hitting fire weather warnings, Captain, near Santa Fe and Albuquerque, also, near Tucson, Arizona, fire weather watch tonight, Lakeland advisory near Reno and, Carson City, and high wind warnings in Northern California, this in the Sacramento area and north of there.
North Dakota, South Dakota, high wind warnings across half the state, fire threats, advisories, warnings on the eastern part of the state, the western part of Minnesota, most of Iowa, about half of Missouri now, holy smokes, fire threat warning, and all of Kansas, most of Nebraska, the panhandle of Oklahoma over towards El Reno in California, Oklahoma. And then you've got Plainview, Texas, across down to Lubbock, fire weather threat. The eastern part of New Mexico, on down towards Rio del Sol, fire weather threat. You got flooding tonight. Lots of it going on in Kentucky. Most of the rivers are over the banks. Same thing with the mountains of North Carolina, mountains of Tennessee, over towards Memphis and west of Nashville, Tennessee. A lot of flooding there. City of Nashville's got a state of emergency going on, too, by the way, for all the river flooding there. Over in Alabama, many of the rivers are over their banks. The same with Mississippi, the same with Arkansas, and the same thing with central Louisiana. Snow way up in the top of Maine tonight, and some snow along the upper part of New York State up towards Watertown, towards the Thousand Island Bridge, and then winds blowing up through there all the way from Rochester, New York, to Boston, right straight on down the pike down on I-90. Kyle, tell us how to hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
Talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds good.
All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, everybody, and we appreciate him. And now we're going to Denise Simon from FoundersCo.com. Good morning.
Good morning.
How about Joe Biden coming out and saying that he's going to probably by executive order issue an order to have these vaccine passports, which means for travel, for sporting events, for dining out, you will have to show proof by using your vaccine passport that you've been vaccinated so you can get into those places or onto those planes or trains or ships or whatever. What do you think of that?
Well, it's been discussed for quite some time inside and outside the Biden administration. So
it's being done in Europe.
Yeah, I have my doubts that it would necessarily happen. But I will say this. There is going to have to be some kind of action done by the Biden administration that is being pushed, actually, by Governor DeSantis, our governor, because they're trying to restart the cruise ship industry.
Yeah, he's threatening to sue them if they don't get it started by summer.
Yeah, and so that would necessarily take us to a different kind of dynamic here. There are lots of moving parts in all of that because of how many people travel from other states to Florida to get on a cruise ship, and then where the cruise ship goes and what other countries would require when ports of call. So it's got a lot of moving parts. So I don't know where this would necessarily go, but most people that I know that have received the vaccine, you do get a card that shows that you have received the two doses of the vaccine and it's stamped and blah, 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 blah. So I don't know if that is enough. It kind of becomes like a...
All right. Break time.
Vaccination.
We'll be back right after the top of the hour. And by the way, Johanna has said forcing an individual to publicly divulge a medical procedure is a violation of HIPAA. And in some circumstances would also be a violation of the Americans with Disabilities Act. So that was her comment, and I will return.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.